How to heal from ME/CFS chronic fatigue syndrome from A to Z. In this video, I'd like to share everything with you. And if you're only going to watch one video, then please watch this one, because understanding this will completely change your life and your healing journey. My name is Daniel, and I've coached over 1,000 clients with ME/CFS or chronic fatigue syndrome or similar labels. And unlike other therapists, I first talked to the clients and they showed me the way. So they taught me what's the best way forward. And this approach is not a one-size-fits-all approach, but it's very, very individual. By the end of this video, you'll know exactly what to do, although it's still hard to do it on your own. And you'll know also exactly why some treatments have a sort of a success rate, while other treatments like the release process are much more effective. So to start, you've got a label, right? For example, ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, long COVID. Can you say one last time that you have this label? I have this and this. And then we completely get rid of it because it no longer serves you. All it does is that it sort of like combines a collection of symptoms to describe you what your collection of symptoms are. And this can help you maybe by feeling acknowledged. But in the long term, this label is going to live a life on its own and it's going to keep you stuck. Therefore, you need to get rid of it. Instead, talk about your symptoms. What are the symptoms that you are having right now? For example, fatigue, migraine, pain, etc. These are mind-body symptoms. But you also have other types of symptoms. For example, stress symptoms like being extremely wired, being completely exhausted, sleep deprivation, tinnitus, etc. And then there are also organ symptoms. Organ symptoms are, for example, POTS, when you stand up that your heart rate sort of explodes, or shortness of breath, or acid reflux. And these kind of symptoms are actually the easiest to resolve. So there's a 95% chance that all of your symptoms will fit into these boxes. There are a few other boxes, but they're not very important right now. There are probably a lot of you that think that there is something terribly wrong with you, like, for example, a mold problem or an immune problem or you name it. But in this video, I talk about the signs behind mind-body symptoms and how the brain, the limbic brain, can make tiny changes inside of your body to influence, for example, your mitochondria or your immune system or any other thing.
And then I did it, and the symptoms were gone. And from one day to another, it stopped. So I had a condition for 20 years, and it stopped within 30 minutes.
Bam, spontaneous release, symptoms gone. And I was like, nah, this is unreal. This is amazing.
So the limbic brain perceives something as a danger and it then creates these types of symptoms. And what it perceives as a danger is an emotion. And that's because emotions can be very overwhelming. Plus, we have conditioned ourselves in a way that we don't want to feel them. For example, when we tell children, don't cry. Don't cry, it's okay. We teach those children that these emotions are not okay, that anger is not all right, that there is no reason to be afraid, for example, or that you don't want to feel ashamed because that's not a very nice thing to feel, right? And what should you do with these things? What should you do, for example, with extreme disgust? Especially when your parents can't hold it, how can you? So these emotions, they stuck inside of your body. And at a certain point in life, they come to the surface, and then the brain perceives them as a danger and creates those nasty symptoms. On top of that, you can become very stressed by being in a state of resistance towards this. And then you can create other symptoms, like stress symptoms.
So empowering to know that these physical, very, very physical symptoms can be shifted, you know, with emotional work.
Whenever you are having a symptom, it means that there is a stressor inside of your body. And we need to find that stressor. And the first clue to find this are your thoughts. What are your thoughts about? For example, let's say your thoughts are about what other people think of you or people judge you. then we know that, okay, this sort of hints to the possibility of a stressor or an emotion about unbelonging, not being a part of the group. The second clue is to analyze your behavior and your urges. So let's say that you are starting to do coping mechanisms in the form of pleasing, for example, or perfectionism. And then the question is, why do you do that? And maybe you can find out that the reason why you're doing that is to be accepted. So if you want to be accepted, you are afraid of not being accepted. And not being accepted is, for a childish part of us, a very dangerous thing because we need a group to survive. So then it also points to unbelonging. Then it becomes time to connect with your body, to get into the present moment and to breathe through your body. And by following your breath along the line of breathing, you can become aware of pressures along your organs. For example, maybe you feel a pressure right in your chest, maybe at the heart. Unbelonging is an emotion. It's sort of a form of shame that is usually connected to the heart. That's the organ where we process this specific emotion with. So right now, there are three indications that the underlying stressor of this specific symptom is the feeling of unbelonging. And then it's time to go within and to deal with this emotionally. So make sure that by now you have done the preparation work. Because if you're not able to connect with the feeling of unbelonging, what happens then when you start to connect with it is that you amplify the symptoms and that it becomes very, very hard for you to process it. Therefore, I made this video in the past to do about preparation work. If you prepare yourself, then over the course of a few weeks, it becomes easier to process the underlying emotion, in this case, unbelonging. To process this, to make sure that you can release this and become symptom-free, is to engage with this emotion. But maybe first, you would like to trigger yourself into feeling more of the emotion. And you can do that, for example, via listening to specific music, something that makes you feel lonely or unbelonging. But you can also journal about it to give it more momentum. The next step would be to choose a release tool. And a release tool is something that you use to process the emotion with. For example, inner child work, but you can also do TRE, for example, tension release exercise. And our clients in the release program can pick over 60 guided sessions right now to first trigger the feeling and then process the feeling in the hope to become symptom free after the session. And that's basically because when you remove the underlying stressor, then the brain has nothing to perceive as a danger anymore. And it winds down or immediately stops this mind-body approach.
And then when I had those releases, I woke up and I was feeling like calm and fine.
The fatigue is gone, the heavy legs are gone, and I just can continue with whatever I do.
And during the exercise, I remember feeling huge amounts of emotion coming up. My body was shaking, I shed tears. But right after completing it, I felt like a completely different person.
If it's difficult for you to do everything on your own, then maybe you can find a healing body to do the work together. But remember, the work is not about feeling great. It's about connecting with the emotional pain. And therefore, it's all about crying, for example. Feeling miserable emotionally so that you don't have to feel miserable physically. Then after applying a successful release, you become symptom-free. You won't always manage this and you won't always have to because sometimes an emotional stressor is so extreme that it takes a few days to work with this. And I think that a lot of the comments here on YouTube don't really understand this process because we don't want you to remain symptom-free for a very long time. Instead, we would like you to engage in a wave pattern where you trigger yourself, maybe on purpose, with stress that is going to cause symptoms. So to then resolve it, to then feel better for a little while, to enjoy that phase, of course, but then eventually to trigger yourself again. And that means that you need to expand your comfort zone. because by staying in bed, you're never going to expand your comfort zone. So therefore, whenever you hit a plateau, it's time to push through it a little bit, maybe by increasing activity, maybe by doing breath work, to make sure that the good phases don't last very long. And that is because after every release, you feel improved and your overall level will increase. But it's so easy to become stuck at a plateau and to think that there are no more negative feelings inside of you. Because, you know, you're basically playing a mind game with yourself. Like, the biggest part of you doesn't want you to feel a certain threatening, frightening emotion. And only a small part of you wants to feel it. And this is sort of like a difficult game where you fight your own resistance layers. So whenever you're having a plateau and things are not really going forward, it's time, for example, to do a more extreme breathwork session. And this is going to make sure that you'll develop symptoms after that. And that's exactly great. We want that because we want to peel off layer for layer for layer for layer until you become really who you truly are. If you would watch any of the following recovery stories, they all tell you more or less that healing was just a side effect. But the biggest goal they got was that they reconnected with themselves. And some of them make it a very spiritual process, but everyone starts to feel lighter. Their mind becomes quieter. They respect themselves. They respect their own boundaries. They know how to communicate their own boundaries. They know what they want to do in life. They can be present with themselves. Maybe at first you think that you are enlightened. And this is sort of the biggest goal of the healing process. And that you become symptom-free is actually just something minor. Because eventually you arrive at a point where you don't really care anymore about becoming symptom-free, because you're just going to feel so amazing inside of yourself. But if you're still having symptoms, it always means that you need to go deeper and deeper by expanding your comfort zone, for example, doing some things that you are afraid of, maybe going to do some sports, etc. And after every release, you're going to feel better, more clear in your mind, more confident, more energy, more vibrant, and just you're going to be a lot happier. And this process with ups and downs can take several years. For example, for me, I was severely traumatized. This took 3 years, more or less. But in those years, I learned to become symptom-free almost every day. And then I expanded my comfort zone. And then I got another symptom. And then I started working with that. Until, you know, like, this becomes a process. This becomes just a part of the day. Every day in the morning, maybe when you have time, you cry a little bit. You just push yourself in a certain way to become symptom-free and feel better after that. One review that we've got from the program is called Journey to Myself by Kevin Pater. I am very grateful to this program, Valentina and Daniel. The program brought me into contact with my deepest hurts, which I was allowed to look at and heal. My whole life has changed since the program. The relationship with my social environment has changed. I was able to recognize my many behaviors that were trying to protect me from repressed emotions. Without the program and the coaching sessions with Valentina, I probably would have never figured out why I had such a stressful life. It was not a pleasant journey, but a necessary and liberating one. What is left is me, a journey to myself. I hope that this video makes everything much, much clearer. If you're doing this on your own, then good luck. I know it's tough because I did it myself. And if you would like some extra help, then we're here for you. We would like to support you. We have coaches, we have an online community, and we would be thrilled if we can be a part of your healing journey. But anyhow, I wish you a beautiful healing journey, and I hope that this information helped you.